Preparations for this Sunday's Academy Awards ceremony are well underway, and it's not just about the red carpet and those giant Oscars out front. Security makes up a large part of those preparations. Streets around the Kodak Theater in Hollywood have been closed since Monday. John Miller is part of the effort to keep the event safe from terrorists. As a journalist, back in 1998, he interviewed Osama bin Laden. John Miller is now chief of counterterrorism for the Los Angeles Police Department.
Essentially, what we've done is we've put a secure box around the theater. The old Oscars plan, prior to September 11th, had a lot to do with crowd control and traffic control. It did not account for the guy who is in a rented truck with 1,500 pounds of explosives hurtling at 70 miles an hour, who doesn't care about the traffic cones or the plastic barriers. So we've had to really harden, literally, physically harden this box around the secure zone. The air is monitored for any anomalies, and it's also monitored inside. We've gone to a lot of extremes, if you will, to make sure that, as well as the most viewed event in the world, it's the most protected event, next to maybe the inauguration.
How big does Los Angeles loom as far as targets for terrorists, in your opinion?
I would say that Los Angeles looms as big or bigger than Washington or New York. In the post-9/11 world, security around the targets in New York and Washington is much higher than it was before. Not so much true in Los Angeles. In a way, I think because New York and Washington are so much more secure, we become, by default, a more attractive target, as do many other places.
What areas, you know, protecting against terrorism, can a local government do that the federal government can't do?
I think, historically, local police have been much more effective just by what they do in preventing acts of terrorism and catching terrorists than the big federal machine. You know, there are secret teams of the CIA that are out there right now going through doors and arresting people in, you know, black ninja suits and carting them away. They're preventing terrorist attacks, and God bless them. But if you look at who caught the Oklahoma City bomber, Timothy McVeigh, it was a state trooper who followed a car without a license plate. If you look at who broke up the plot to launch a ricin attack in London, it was not the elite anti-terror squad. Oh, sure, they're the ones who did the raid, and I give them credit for it. But it was the Bobby on patrol from Scotland Yard, whom the old lady who lived upstairs said, "You've got to check those guys downstairs. Strange smells are coming. They're making something weird down there." And he followed up by questioning them and passing that on to the detectives. The bottom line is, these police officers need to be trained, they need to be aware, and they need to know what to do with that information. And then the people on the other end need to pick up that ball and run with it. That's what local law enforcement can do.
But there have been complaints by Los Angeles, for instance, that they don't have enough police, and there's no funding forthcoming.
Well, the best thing about the Department of Homeland Security is that finally, 3 years and change into this, the money is flowing, and the money is flowing quickly. The worst thing is the money is still not allowing us to hire personnel. Now, there's a bit of a shell game here. We can buy all the equipment we want. We can fund all the training we want. But we can't hire almost a single body with that money.
John Miller is chief of counterterrorism for the Los Angeles Police Department.